Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey day. What a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days. Hey everyone, welcome to Steel Wars. I am Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. And we are joined somehow. He has returned. It's Corey Van Dyke. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. I think this is, my first podcast of 24.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So you, I feel like it's weird that we haven't done a, we did a podcast before.
We did like a year-end review, but everything is moving so fast now.
I thought we sort of did a pre-Bad Batchy, like after the trailer sort of deal, but no?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, this is good content, talking about the content we didn't make. But you do have your Bad Batch hat on.
That's right. I threw it on for this occasion.
So we're four episodes deep. We're on the eve of episode 5. Yeah. And you've been busting out some pretty gushing tweets, Corey. You're having a good time. Tell us all about it, buddy.
Yeah, I think it's really good. I mean, I feel like anytime a show focuses on its characters in slower moments and building up towards something is always better than having like fast-paced action constantly. I will say, because, you know, being a big fan of the Clone Wars, something the Clone Wars suffered from occasionally was having these really action-packed episodes that didn't have a ton of character development in them. They started doing it towards the later seasons, but Bad Batch kind of does a thing where you get to kind of go inside the heads of, you know, these clones who are, you know, on the hunt to save Omega. And then you've got, you know, Crosshair, who I think was the best character of season 2, going through what he's going through. It kind of feels like it's almost like the, for lack of a better term, like the Andor of animation in a way. It's like they're letting, I think they're letting like these characters like not just be like stereotypical sort of whatever characters. And I feel like the Empire, you kind of see that they're, especially in the first episode where they're on Tantus and you've got Hemlock and you see what they're doing to the clones and they're okay with torturing the clones and like you just hear the screams of the clones. Like you really, it gave me a lot of Andor vibes for the Empire where they're not just like, they're actually doing some really like cruel stuff.
Crosshair's arc has been like really fascinating like this season, and that last episode, the scene where they like are just face to face and then it cuts to, you know, black, whatever, like that was banging. I really like that last episode. I'm sort of finding it like it's good. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm not oh, this is peak stuff. Like, it's just like, it's good. Like, I've got like zero complaints, but it,
yeah.
Like, I think I am obviously so live action centric. Like,
right.
I, you know, real sets, practical background, not those. That could be me in the background.
Yeah. I mean, I think. My take on the Bad Batch being a big animation fan is I feel like it's the most consistent show in terms, because here's the thing. I mean, the term filler has been going around social media tons this last couple weeks. And I think Bad Batch has done a thing where when the episodes are really, really good, they're better than some things
in the past. Have some of those episodes been dubbed filler episodes?
Yeah, I think some people were talking about the second one being kind of filler, but I didn't really see it that way. I mean, I saw it as like Hunter and Wrecker having an adventure I didn't think it was filler, but
I guess I watched them like, cause they all came out at once. I'm like,
yeah, it's supposed to be like one big, almost like mini movie that, you know, comes out at first. So I think people forget that, but
I always think, you know, when they release the three episodes.
Yeah.
And you see the tweet like, oh, they, you can see why they did the first three.
Yeah.
I don't see that as a compliment.
Like, yeah. Like, Yeah. I definitely feel like with the first three episodes too, I mean, they released them purely because it's like it's one story, you know, so it makes sense how they're all stitched together.
Yeah, like it was great. I personally, even if they are like that, I'd just give me like half an hour at midnight. That's sweet for me.
Yeah.
Like Josh Chapman says, never judge an episode as filler until it's all done at the end. I would say that Mandalorian episode with Jack Black is the exception to the rule. Because I was like, how is any of this going to come back? You know, there was the Mandalorian thing at the end.
I tried to forget about that season, honestly. I like, every time I'm reminded of certain, like, that's so strange. That's a strange little time.
You know, Cosca Reeves is about to make her big wrestling return.
I do know that, yeah.
In about 2 weeks. Yep. But, that's on the wrestling I watch, so I'm quite excited.
Nice. It'll be better than season 3, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know. It goes up and down. Do you want to, before maybe we can go deeper into the Bad Batch thing, but do you want to just buzz about the news? I know some people want to talk about, they can't wait to physically own Andor season 1 and Obi-Wan Kenobi, who are getting late April physical media releases, as I read the text from StarWarsNews.net. But because I think Disney have just done this deal for home media with Sony. And yeah. So Sony's going to be distributing, like, because Disney just wanted out.
Yeah.
And Sony are like, oh, we'll take that off your hands. We'll license it off you.
Yeah.
And we've got this. The one thing that I was excited about is director's commentaries, which, you know, they were the gold standard of DVD releases was a good director's commentary. The George Lucas ones on all his movies are terrible because it's all it's not him watching the movie. Mm-hmm. It's sound bites from interviews with people that, like,
that's not good. It
reflects on that part. It's just, like, I just wanted him to watch it. Like, you know, like Kevin Smith, he just watches it and he's just like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. I just wanted George Lucas to freestyle, you know, get him, saddle him up with some noodles.
Diet Coke. Which ones were announced?
What, now?
Yeah, for like the Star Wars ones.
Oh, so you don't even know about this? Am I breaking news?
I know about the Obi-Wan because I saw everyone talking about that. But I think I knew about Andor, but they did put some out already, right? There's like they did Mandalorian season 1 and 2, if I'm correct.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
So
they're not this, season 3.
No.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I want to give season 3 an Andor brick to the head. I'll bring up the little covers for you. Have you seen them?
I've seen the Obi-Wan cover, but not the others.
You're so Obi-Wan biased.
Oh, for sure. Oh, that's cool. That's actually really nice. It's Andor.
So they definitely like the sideways shot of Cassian Andor.
That one's going to be popular.
So on the Andor one, it's got Ferrix Part 1, Imperial Occupation, Tony Gilroy, the GOAT, Kathleen Kennedy, and Diego Luna discuss the series' origins. Aldani Rebel Heist, join the shoot in Scotland with character spotlights, rebel training stunts, a VFX breakdown, and more. I'm very interested in that. I'm reading these for the first time, by the way.
Okay.
Narkina 5, One Way Out. Uncover the Empire's penal system with the prison Stark look. Get to know Kino Loy.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. And view VFX breakdowns. And then Ferrix Part 2, Fight the Empire. Tony Gilroy, Diego Luna, and cast and crew reveal the making of the season finale. yeah, I can't wait to watch that behind the scenes bit because, you know, I get to see that on fascinating and unfascinating shows. So where did it say? Oh, so the Andor one doesn't have director's commentary.
I guess not. Oh, that sucks.
Because the Obi-Wan says, Jewel of the Fate, Obi-Wan versus Vader, Deborah Chow, Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen examine the lightsaber battles of Obi-Wan and Darth Vader. They're not going to be gazing up at that big screen again, are they? In wonderment? What a trope of Lucasfilm promotional videos is someone sitting, watching a big screen and going, like Nicole Kidman trying to peddle AMC.
Yeah, that was an interesting choice for sure.
I'd love to see a movie in the volume though. That looks like it'd be very fun.
Yeah.
The Dark Times villains uncover the lore of the deadly Inquisitors and Darth Vader's iconic look. Designing the galaxy, say hello to Leia's lovable sidekick, Lola, then explore the new planets of the Star Wars galaxy. And then director's commentary, join director Chow. Oh, sorry. Did I say director Chow? Join director Deborah Chow for an exclusive audio commentary on the action-packed finale. So just the finale. That's disappointing. It's just like, it's such a cheap extra. It's just another audio track, you know, and you got to record it. I guess they've got a certain standard, but you could just do it with your Zoom at home. You have to go into the volume with THX sound. You don't need to call Ben Burt to get it done. David Collins. It's talking to the iPhone. No.
They're out there.
Good sizzle. Where's the background of Spotlight?
I know that should be its own disc.
I'd love to go through the like all those photos that they took that they never used.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
I know. It's so weird how, like, even almost 2 years later, there's still so much that they, like, special features that they shot on those sets while we were there, they could just, like, put out. I mean, there's so much stuff. I think it gives you a look. At least we got the look of, like, how much they actually record for special features, but how much doesn't ever make the light of day, which is really sad. If this was like 2005, oh my gosh, it would be 3-disc DVD, Target exclusive. Here's, you know, 2 hours extra of special features, but we're in a weird place now.
Ronan Unchained says, I'm a bit baffled, and I know Corey will be going on about this. I'm a little baffled we haven't gotten the Clone Wars Season 7, The Bad Batch, and Tales of the Jedi Blu-ray releases yet. I think if these do well, then you're going to get them. I'm not saying buy them so they get made. Buy them if you want them. But, you know, you sort of got to expect that the new management down at Sony will be wanting to cash in. Aubrey says we need a Corey Steele commentary of every Disney Plus Star Wars release. I'd do that.
We could do that.
Not the Clone Wars though. Too many episodes.
We could start with what do we start with? I want to start with something that's not good.
Devesh wonders, aren't any of these already on Disney Plus?
Like the special features?
Yeah.
I feel like I don't think so. I don't think they have any. Yeah, I don't think they have any special features. You know what I think is interesting, too, is there wasn't, like, a Disney gallery for Andor. So that would have been cool if it was on the Blu-ray, if they put them on the Blu-rays. But I don't know. They didn't do one for Ahsoka, which I thought was weird.
What, a Blu-ray, you mean?
Like a gallery. Nothing for Ahsoka or Andor.
Hmm.
We could do a Book of Boba commentary.
But I think that's like budget cuts.
Yeah.
Trimming the fat. Dan Griever says the Blu-rays look glorious. I'm not really a fan of that Obi-Wan cover, to be honest.
Yeah, it's all right. It's very generic.
They're just standing opposite each other in a, like, it's like a professional wrestling poster or the UFC. Like, no one would actually stand like that to each other. They're too...
Do you remember those Captain America Civil War posters where they're all, like, standing in front of each other? It's like three columns down.
Oh, yeah. Pick a side.
Yeah.
Joshua wonders, do you think Kenobi Season 2 will happen? And well, I say no. I'd love for it because, come on, let's get back to Tatooine. The Ajax.
I think they will.
I don't think they will.
I feel like when you got Ewan McGregor in every interview for like the past 2 years, constantly saying he wants to do it again, I think there's going to be a point where either they do a season two or they do like a special. But I mean, the fact that they're calling the Blu-ray also the complete series.
Yeah, I don't reckon it's happening. Yeah. They've done it. They've used Ewan McGregor, and now it's just like, is it worth making another one?
See, I feel like they're going to put him in other things. I don't know if like necessarily his own thing again, but I do think they'll use Ewan again and stuff.
Hmm.
Including something coming up, I would assume, but we'll see.
We will see. Did you see the Star Tours news?
I did. Yeah, that's exciting because I actually really like the Rise of Skywalker one that they did back in 2019, but these are really cool. The trailer looked really, really cool. Aubrey and I, every time I
go to there's a trailer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. All right. Let's find that.
Oh, yeah. It looks awesome. It's on, is it maybe on the Disneyland YouTube? Let's see. Yeah, every time Aubrey and I go to Disneyland, it's one of the, we have to do Star Tours. So I'm excited that they're it must be on Disneyland's YouTube.
Star Tours.
Oh, it's Disney Parks. Disney Parks YouTube
channel. Filters. Today.
Oh, I found it here. I'll send it to you. This looks so cool.
How are you sending it to me?
I'll put it in the chat here.
Joshua said,
I'll send it to you on Twitter.
And I sent it to me on this. Joshua says, I would like to see more of Force Ghost Qui-Gon training Kenobi. And one of my sweetest brags is I saw them film when Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan were filming that little scene. I cheekily sat down in an area where I could get a glance, and I had to keep that hot little secret for over a year. But all right, Corey sent it to me, so I got to see more of it, but it was more the same thing over and over.
Can you believe that was almost 3 years ago?
Time has no meaning for me.
Yeah, that's I don't like that.
I know it's Twitter. Right. Hey, why isn't it? There we go.
Yeah, this one's it's so cool.
Whew!
Ah,
that is sick. We've got the whales for the podcast, the hyperspace whales. Purgles. Hey, don't shoot the whales.
Oh man. My gosh, it's so good.
Oh, that's it?
That's it. Just a tease. Oh. gotta go to Disneyland for it.
I thought we were about to get like because there's Andor stuff as well, yeah.
Yeah, they're doing Mandalorian, Andor, and Ahsoka.
All right, Hollywood Reporter. Star Tours at Disneyland and Disney World to add Mandalorian, Andor, and Ahsoka plots. beginning next month. Why don't they just wait till like May and say it's for Star Wars month? I don't know what they,
because they're doing Star Wars night at Disneyland starting in April, and it's like two nights every week until the end of, or the middle of May.
Got
They're theming it with that. Yeah. Now, see, what I'm wondering is, I don't know if they're like separate, different like locations you can get, or if it's all one Star Tours like thing with all three eras. I don't know what they're doing.
No, but they're all chapters. But there's like beginning, middle, and end, and they just hit shuffle. Do you know what I mean?
Is that what that? Okay, yeah, because yeah, I guess that makes sense.
That's my understanding, that it's sort of like, you know, if you get a certain start, it doesn't mean you get a certain end. Like, it mixes it up, doesn't it? And it's sort of like choose your own adventure points of sorts.
Yeah.
But we don't get to decide.
So that's just going to be it. What I loved about Star Tours, like, when it's every time I go to Disney, there's never a line for it. It's awesome. But I know now this is going to be like, get ready to wait.
It says, characters and locations from the Disney Plus shows The Mandalorian, Ahsoka, and Andor. God, Book of Boba Fett just never happened, did it?
Yeah, dude. What are they going to do for Star Tours going to the
Star? They mention droid tales more than Book of Boba Fett these days.
Wow, man. It's so funny. I every time a droid tales is like dropped or somebody mentions it, it's like a jump scare. It's the boogeyman of Star Wars.
The new little missions will include urgent transmissions from characters like Ahsoka, Tano, Cassian Andor, Din Djarin, and Grogu during the ride, with the planet Perida from Ahsoka also joining the ride. And then it says blah 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 blah. It mentions the Galactic Star Cruiser shut down after being less than open for 2 years.
Yeah, that was unfortunate, huh? It's an unfortunate idea all around.
It's just like a few of the things they've done, big things. It's like, could have told you it was a bad idea beforehand.
You know what I was thinking the other day? Because it seems like...
What were you thinking the other day, Corey? Please. I have a pipe while I listen.
It's a very compelling thing I'm about to say. It definitely seems like Disneyland and Disney parks are starting to integrate the Disney Plus world of Star Wars a lot more into their stuff. But there's nothing they can really do about the ride since they're all, you know, sequel trilogy themed. But that got me thinking how, when the Rey film comes out, you know, if it comes out, I'm assuming it's going to come out in the year 2026. I realized that that's the 10th anniversary of Rogue One. And that freaked me out a bit. That was an interesting revelation. 11 years since Force Awakens. The next Star Wars movie comes out.
That's your big thought, that you're thinking that 3 years in the future, it'll be 10 years since something.
Yeah. That's my thought.
No way. Joshua says, I wish Lucasfilm would release all the episodes of Star Wars Detours that George made before he sold to Disney. I would burn them, because the one that leaked was so bad. It was how Princess Leia was Paris Hilton. Mm-hmm. Like, ugh.
No. Yeah, that was kind of a rough
and the comedy had dated so badly.
Yeah.
Did you watch the leaked one?
I did. It was not good. I didn't really like it when they first announced it at Celebration 6 back
in Detours! It just struck me as don't do that.
I don't know why they don't just allow them to put out the two seasons that were finished on like YouTube or something, though.
Damn it, it's just bad. I don't want to out. Yeah.
That's more. Yeah.
Seth says, "Dad jokes the show."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Joshua, I'm wondering, did you watch the leaked episode or not? But yeah, I just think there's too much stuff that now would be deemed like not appropriate.
Oh no, yeah, I don't think I'd be shocked if that ever comes out.
And that's like, you know, the surprising thing that Disney did when they bought it was they sort of like got rid of all the muck.
Like, yeah.
And it was so ironic, but because before they owned it, they were so up for putting Mickey Mouse Jedis and then once they bought it, they're like, oh yeah, ixnay on that.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's, I think they're doing a, yeah, I didn't think about that, but yeah, I've not seen any like Mickey Mouse or, cause they stopped doing the Star Wars weekends too in Florida, which was a big, like, you know, month long every weekend they would do a bunch of Disney Star Wars stuff. They stopped doing that when they bought it. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Wait there. I've got, Aubrey just sent me.
What an interesting pose.
These are Star Tours stills, but look at this. Catherine Neen. That's, she's wanting the high def of this to print out. That is a dashing Cassian Andor. But it does somehow look less gritty than Andor.
It does. It looks like it's a Disney Plus show.
And then so there's Andor. There's Ahsoka flying a ship. And are they back on the Razor Crest, Grogu and...
It certainly looks like the Razor Crest. Or is that like an... Is that the Slave One? No. I don't know. I don't... That doesn't look like the Razor Crest to me.
Hmm. They're just on some ship. They're not in the Naboo Starfighter anyway.
It is crazy that it took this long to get a Grogu-themed Star Tours.
Joshua thought he saw it and he thought it was funny. Ha ha.
All right.
So, comedy is very subjective, I would say. I'm not the first one to make that observation, by the way. He also says Lucasfilm can release a Return of the Ewok. Only poor quality version exists of it online. It's 40 years old. Oh, that's the little Warwick Davis fan film that he made on the set of Return of the Jedi. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah. I would say anything that hasn't come out or hasn't been restored likely never will. Because I think with all the reports of budget cuts from Disney and Lucasfilm, like I just feel like there's it's just never going to happen for so many things.
That documentary is so weird because they go through between sets and it's like, yeah. You're like, oh my God, Jabba's palace is down the hall from the Ewok village. It's just not right to me.
Especially in that big studio, everything's there.
Yeah. So that was, an exciting day in Star Wars news with, the discs and the Star Tours. Are you going to the Star Wars Nights?
Yeah, we're going to go to one of them. And probably in May or late April. Yeah.
You're going to go see The Phantom Menace?
Yeah, definitely. That's exciting. It's interesting because that feels like the most released or re-released Star Wars movie. Like I saw it when it re-released for the 3D release, and then it came back out before Force Awakens. So it seems like it's always coming back out, but it's so weird. I feel like we just did the 20th anniversary of Phantom Menace during Celebration Chicago. Like it feels not that long ago, so it's just and there's like tons of merchandise for Phantom Menace coming out this year.
Is there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're gonna start announcing stuff soon. Like there's like Hasbro's doing a very dedicated line to Phantom Menace.
They're doing those vintage ones, the retro
vintage ones. Like Funko's doing.
Oh, how's this? My new computer. Oh, it doesn't do it. Oh, there we go. Look, I do peace signs and things happen now. because I updated my iOS or something.
This is a Mac. Oh yeah, that's why. Nice.
I am those vintage. Oh.
Yeah, those figures look cool. I told a story here before. I'll tell it again, but I remember at Comic-Con, I was in the room when they announced them. The first thing I thought of was Steel when I saw the Darth Maul there, because I was with you through the years when you asked Hasbro.
Constantly.
Yeah, constantly about that.
Bloody hell. Yeah. I wish they'd do like a trailer for the re-release. Like do like a modern cut.
Did they not put one out?
For the Phantom Menace, no.
Huh.
Like I'm sure there's 10,000 like fan ones, but it'd just be cool to have
like an official one. Why wouldn't they do that? That's so weird.
Like, you know, for 1 week only on the screen. Darth Maul. Like,
they got the posters up at Regals right now.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Not a huge fan of that poster, but
yeah, it's all right. One thing I noticed about it is there's no Disney logo on that poster. It's very like 20th Century Fox vintage kind of look to it.
Oh, because they secretly sold it to Zack Snyder. Didn't you know?
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
It's been a long time between podcasts, Corey.
Zack Snyder's Star Wars now.
So is there any other little Star Wars tidbits? Any in the chat if you've got anything? But otherwise I'll delve further into Corey's Bad Batch musings. Right there. I'm gonna check Star Wars on Google. News. Oh, Anthony Daniels selling off his Star Wars memorabilia down the road from here.
I know. I've been looking at that stuff. He has an original Clone Wars script that he was on, and I've been eyeing that one. Oh, Aubrey brings up a great one. Have you seen the Star Wars commercials that? Okay, when chili, do you know what I'm talking about? The chili Star Wars?
Yeah.
That's a big topic that's been going around.
Is there more than one? I've just seen.
Have you seen the Hoth one?
No. Is it? Where can I watch them all?
Hold that thought. Let me tell you.
So this is in Chile, yeah?
Yeah, this was back in 2003, I guess. They would air them so that.
And they edited in product placement instead of having advertisements.
Yes. So, I'm sending
give me a link.
I'm sending this to you on Twitter. Okay, this is my favorite one right here. This one's crazy. Like this one had a budget.
All right, right there. I'm just gonna paste it in the other browser.
So good. This is a standard. Has not been matched. I think it's so funny if you've never seen Star Wars before and you're watching it on TV in 2003 and you see that. And I feel like I don't think I would register that it's a commercial. I would just be like, oh.
Well, I remember, I think it was my friend Dave Cowan. But maybe it was Danny McGinley. But one of my comedian friends back home in Australia on the podcast, they revealed that their copy of A New Hope that they recorded off the television, just when Luke looks in the binoculars, they put the lotto numbers like underneath.
Yeah.
But then it didn't match up the whole time with the binoculars.
Oh, but that's awesome.
He always thought it was part of the movie.
I love that. That's awesome.
That's some sweet action. How come this isn't going full size? What's going on here? Right there.
Oh, no. No. It went to the end.
Oh, it started playing. I didn't see it, so.
Okay, good. It would be the biggest spoiler. so good. It's this one, and then the I think the one where he's in the hut.
Can you hear this?
Yeah.
Don't do this, Luke. Come on, give me a sign here.
Right. How cool was cutting open the tube?
It's gonna get cooler.
Not much time, Ben. Ben.
Oh my God!
It's so good.
So they've actually, if you're just listening, it's the Tauntaun scene, and then they've filmed new actors playing Luke and Han, like sharing some beer or something. Like all beers fall out of the Tauntaun. Oh man, that was sick. Is this one got any? Okay, this is the one that everyone like. I thought this was the only one.
Oh, there's like eight or nine of them. Yeah, that one, I think the Hoth one's the best one. Let me see if I can find the other ones, because the other ones are also very, very good.
You fought in the Clone Wars? Yes. I was once a Jedi Knight, the same as your father.
I wish I'd known him.
He was the best star pilot in the galaxy. And a cunning warrior. I understand you've become quite a good pilot yourself. And he was a good friend. Which reminds me, I have something here for you.
A beer?
Your father wanted you to have this when you were old enough.
Oh! The music!
It's so good, dude.
Dude, I'm so up for one of those beers now.
It's incredible.
Apparently, there's a Gigabar one and a Death Star one.
Yeah, if you click his account, just hit media. Or click his, yeah, click it again. Oh, you have to sign in. Here, I just sent you a couple more.
On what?
On Twitter.
Damn it.
Yeah, these are like, there's a Dagobah one, the Death Star one. Here, I'll put them in the chat here, Steele, if that's easier. There you go.
Just because my Twitter isn't logged in on this browser.
Yeah, I'll send you these.
All right, what you got, Han?
Kid, I've flown from one side of this galaxy to the other. I've seen a lot of strange stuff, but I've never seen anything to make me believe there's one all-powerful force controlling everything. There's no mystical energy field that controls my destiny. Kid, I've flown from one side of this galaxy.
Obi-Wan! What a redneck. He's stashing beer onto the Falcon. And then he just pulls it out of his cloak. I've done that in cinemas. You put a beer up your sleeve.
I just sent you a couple more in the private chat. Oh, these are incredible. I don't even know how do they find this? That's what I want to know. I mean, this is like, it's crazy.
Oh, no, there is no way.
Oh no. All right, Dagobah time.
Tell me why I can't. No, there is no why. Nothing more will I teach you today. Clear your mind of questions.
With a beer.
Mm.
if you're on the just on the podcast, is when he looks to the cave, instead he just there's a beer in the tree, and he's loving life. All right, let's cop this one. It's the last one. Is this the Death Star one?
No.
They could do a ripper with Ignite the Green. R2 shoots a beer over.
Yeah. I assure you, we are quite safe from your friends here.
Your overconfidence is your weakness.
Your faith in your friends is yours.
It is pointless to resist, my son.
A beer. He uses the dark side of the force to get a beer. That's
incredible. Oh my gosh.
Oh man. There was a Death Star one.
There is, yeah. Let me see if I don't think he has it on his account. Let me look it up on Twitter so I can find it. Oh god, it's so good.
Aubrey says there's also one with Han and another of Obi-Wan on the Death Star.
Okay, let me see if I can find it.
Devish says that
I found the film
would have been better if that actually happened. How are you sending it to me? Private chat?
I'll do it on that, yeah.
Raj is going to be furious. I'm using the private chat in the show.
Is he?
I always chastise him because they're always like, oh, you would not believe what Boo just said on the private chat. Ah! And it's like, who knows what dribble they're messaging each other.
Yeah, I can see it. All right, I sent it to you.
I always tease them about it, and then they do it to annoy me. Okay, so this is the Death Star one. Got you. I was picturing the Battle of the Death Star just for some reason.
I think this is the last one.
That's the worst one. Come on. It just when he goes to push the next thing down, there's just a fridge there. That's the other ones were so that was not your best effort. What is the beer anyway? Because that is just, I've never wanted to support a beer brand more.
I just know that there must be so many more takes like this somewhere.
Cerveza Cristal. Cerveza Cristal! That is...
I think we should edit the Disney Plus shows and put little moments like that.
Oh, man.
Wow. Yeah, that was an exciting find this weekend. I got really excited when I discovered all of those.
Pardon me, Corey. I've got an inquiry. I've got in the live chat. What's up, bud? Oh, okay. So it still needs charge.
Yeah, and it wasn't
charged. Okay. Well, I'm only going to be a couple seconds more and then I'll fix it up, okay? All right. Do you want to give a shout out to Corey?
Hi.
he had a film premiere last night.
Really?
Yeah, he made Ghostbusters Different But Better. And he was the director. I was assistant editor, and it features all these little Lego sets and Ghostbusters and Lego. It was we had a premiere, he gave a speech, it was a whole thing. We had popcorn.
Whoa.
So
you should air it.
Yeah, I'll put a bit up on my Instagram. Joshua says, have you seen the PSA with R2-D2 smoking?
No.
I feel like I have seen it, but that could be a good I've got to start cooking dinner, so this could be a good good ender. A good message. R2-D2.
In case anyone doesn't realize this, but Steele cooks really good dinner. I was there at his house a couple times, and it was good stuff.
Thank you, Corey.
Own review.
I appreciate that.
Recording.
All right, here we go, buddy. That button.
Just got better. Hey, it's Dana from StreamYard. I'm so excited.
Hey, we're on StreamYard.
Local recordings are now
available. Yeah, YouTube's advertising.
R2, where are you? R2?
There's some power factory.
Oh, this is like a
R2.
Actual
fire. R2's having a ciggy. R2-D2, you with his little handle.
Well, I don't think smoking is grown up at all. Because it's very dangerous. Smoking does dreadful things to your lungs and is very bad for your heart.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you bathe in oil.
And I think we should set a good example.
Well, that's true.
Well done, R2.
He just littered. He just dropped his ciggy on the ground.
My God.
Smoking is bad for your health, and it isn't grown up at all. So please, don't smoke.
A message from a distant galaxy far, far away.
That's awesome.
Never forget that, Corey.
That's right. Especially if you're a droid.
Devesh says, is this the only time where Anthony Daniels didn't voice C-3PO? I thought that was him. Was that different?
No, I was
thinking. That sounded exactly like him to me. But, you know, what do I know? What did you think, Corey?
I think it's a very helpful thing. I'd like the beer commercials better.
No, but did you think that was Anthony Daniels or not?
Yeah, definitely was.
Okay.
I don't think Anthony Daniels there's definitely no way he's never not played C-3PO. He is 3PO in everything.
Alrighty. Well, on that, I feel like this podcast with dinner looming has gone on
long enough.
So, Corey, are you going to do any reactions or Bad Batch things? Or are you just saving it for Steel Wars exclusives every 3 months?
Yep. Probably that. I mean, I'm going to maybe do stuff for the back half of Bad Batch whenever my work schedule sort of allows it. But right now, probably not till like later in the season. But I'll still come on here. We'll figure out more days.
All right. And you're going to be watching tonight at 12 o'clock?
I will. Yeah, I'm excited.
Is this how you're going to walk into the room?
When the lights begin to dim and we go somewhere we've never been before.
If you see me when like Bad Batch drops, I become something different.
Really?
Oh yeah. It's like Aubrey. Yeah.
That's a great one. What's that dude doing now? Just hanging out the front of that big...
I don't know. All I know is I saw him at Disneyland last year.
Ah, yeah, golden. All right, Corey. It was so good to hang out. Thanks for everyone. Oh, I should point out, on our Patreon page and YouTube, there's two new episodes of Star Wars Year by Podcast. One's about to go up shortly after this with B and Horst, our Star Wars history podcast. We're in 87 and 88. And on Patreon, you can listen to all them. I think we're up to episode 35. And it's just $3 a month. And yeah, we've just done two in the last 2 weeks. And they're super fun. And we always also talk about McDonald's a large amount as well. The history of McDonald's for some reason.
Nice. Well, you should do a whole McDonald's. I happen to have right here, in fact.
Oh, wow.
That's
all right. thanks for everyone that joined in the chat. It was super fun. I'll try to nag Corey into doing one next week.
Let's do one next week, because I think Bad Batch has a two-parter, and I feel like that'll be one to talk about.
Corey's just all career these days.
Yeah. Something like that.
All right. May that force be we. Oh, the balloons! Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey Day, what a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days.
I was watching The Bad Batch with a friend for the first time who'd never seen it, and we got to the Mayday and Crosshair episode, and at the end he was speechless, but he goes to me, "Who voiced Mayday?" And I looked at him and I went, "Well, that'd be D. Bradley Baker." I just thought that was funny.
What a great time for your friend.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.